Really a whole lot you can do this week in terms of preparation or only 2 days before a game.
You're talking about for Arizona?
Yeah, just for Arizona. Just this week, how's it different than...
Sure. I mean, we play a Thursday game during the year. I mean, I think everybody that's been in the NFL has played probably a Thursday game at some point, and you just cram everything in. You know, you got a couple days. Today, we worked on first, second, and third down, short yardage stuff, and, you know, multiple phases in our kicking game, and then tomorrow we'll finish it up with the stuff we haven't hit yet. So, you know, everybody's got the same amount of time. They don't have more than we do, and we just got to, you know, shorten it down and do what we can do.
Is it less about preparing for Arizona, is it more about trying to fix particular things that you've seen the first time?
We're doing both. I mean, we're doing both for sure. I mean, we're certainly doing things that just apply to us, and then we certainly worked, quite a little bit on Arizona. You got to get ready for a game. I mean, you can't go out there and not have prepared for what they do differently than the last so many teams you've played, or you'll look silly.
Are you going to be able to have Kyle Orton on opening day?
I don't know that. Hopefully we'll have all our players ready to go on opening day, but, again, the timetable for that, I mean, I would be totally guessing and probably wrong if I started guessing about that kind of stuff. Right? That'll be good. He's getting better every day. He's a mature kid, and he really picked up on some of the things that sometimes take quarterbacks longer to do, run the huddle, get the formations lined up and all that kind of stuff. It seems to be, comes down to playing and throwing and being accurate, and had a really nice red area period against the defense today where he completed, I think, 9 out of 10. So, he's getting better every day, and that's what we like to see out of our young guys.
How did No'Shawn look today?
He didn't take a ton of reps today. He took some and looked fine, doing it. We're going to work him back in the way we should, not 100%, of the reps the first day. But he took plenty in the passing game and did some stuff. He was fine. I don't know. We're not sure about that yet. That'll be probably something we decide here the next day or so. See how he feels tomorrow and make a smart decision about that on Thursday.
Because Martin's been around this camp so such a short time, does he know enough? Are you comfortable putting him in?
Yeah.
To give Tom a little break?
No doubt. He'll be ready to go. On Thursday, he took some reps today in practice for Arizona, and he's a smart kid, picking it up pretty quickly, and he'll be ready to go if we need it.
How is Chris Sims' health progressing?
Hopefully, like I said, he'll be ready to go next week, and he's doing a great job. He's doing everything he can do to get healthy as soon as possible, and he's got a great work ethic now in the training room. We all saw it on the field and in the weight room and everything else, but he's busting his butt to try to get out of here as fast as he can, and hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later.
There's no plans to, for surgery on the finger for Kyle Orton or anything like that?
I'm not talking about surgery. I'm hopeful he'll be ready to roll here, next week, but like I said, I don't want to put a timetable on him. That'd be unfair to him.
Point, Josh, guys that are going to play Thursday, a lot of jobs, a lot of guys fight for competitions. When you look at it, are there a lot of tough decisions right now?
Sure. I mean, I think there's a lot of things at stake for a lot of people, and also some things we want to get better at, just in terms of our football team. But we certainly need to evaluate, the last so many, decisions we need to make, and some of that's going to come down to how people play on Thursday and what we feel about them after the preseason's over with.